goes to Joseph and starts to talk about the difficulties of the beginning. And Joseph will say, excuse me, good stuff is difficult at the beginning. That doesn't matter. And he talks about stuff. The real story of talking this guy to Joseph was postponed to the next paragraph. In this paragraph, they didn't talk. He said, nonsense, that's nonsense. Let's go back and talk about something real good. What was that? Within it, there was a suggestion. Somebody suggested something to someone else in this paragraph. Said, hey, you put a little bit of your time apart from this eating and having and enjoying the physical life, a little bit put aside and prepare something good, some quality in you. Because if you're going to see that beautiful one expects something from you. Expect you to be polished. It doesn't need something from you, but wants you to be polished. Therefore, do it. Do you remember 31:76? Refrain yourself a little from sleep and food. Bring the gift for the meeting with him. This is where he started this story, and he didn't care about this story. The real story is the second paragraph, that Joseph will say, hey, now you bring me the gift. First paragraph was talking about the gift. Why? Why this gift is important now? To take one full paragraph of explanation, not one, the second one is again about this gift. Remember the messenger coming from Julius Caesar? He was looking around for what? Having something, profit, see? Intelligence. When I say let's go to a trip, you think about what will be gained. Here, I told you, we don't go over there to grab something. We go over there to present something. Everything is upside down. This is why I have to say it again and again and step by step explain it, because I'm explaining it to your intelligence with the hope that some part of it will sink in your heart and you put some of it in practice, because that way you really will be polished. Next paragraph is that Joseph will say, okay, what did you bring me? This should remind you of another story about the Solomon. In the future, we will talk about Solomon. He will say, when Belgace wanted to really surrender to Solomon, send a message. Belgace is the best intelligence ever. This is the highest level for women in their stories. Because she's going to be the queen of Solomon, and Solomon is that healthy one, and that one who surrendered completely, remember? That's Solomon. Okay, she will send 40 truckload of gold to Solomon. The truck drivers arriving in the Solomon state will see everything is made of gold. And he will make up this story, which is a made-up story. Go and read the story of Solomon and Belgace in all the books before him. There is no such a nonsense. Belgace will not send anything, but he will make up that story for one reason only. For Solomon to go up, to stand up and shout, to say, "Dil the man of you, dil." Say, the gold for you, bring me the heart. I don't need your gold. Here when we say surrender, come out, remember, we don't say come out because we need you. Do you remember he said, why come out? Do you? I just talked about it tonight. Right at the beginning, first three paragraphs, which you were not here, I repeated it and said, in all those three, we say, come out to escape from yourself. Not come out because we need you. You need to run away from yourself. You need to make a distance between you and your animal. Because the monkey one is there and will be there. You remember, the monkey one is not to be killed. When we say killing, we don't mean elimination. For us, killing is something that should happen in drastic measures in a story. Remember the most famous killing of us? Abraham and Ishmael, or Isaac. A man, a prophet, who will cut off the head of his son. Amazingly, he didn't. But our story is that, because it goes to the edge of that. That's what killing for us is. So your ego should be killed in a way where it's there. You come out, be with us. Okay. Therefore, did you understand what mirror is? Okay, now, which one of you wants to be really polished and become a mirror? He said, okay, start doing it. I'll tell you what. I told you what is not mirror, didn't I? What is not mirror? All the stuff, whatever is existence, whatever is not a mirror, right? Give it up. The mirror is non-existence. You never thought about non-existence because you think about the existence only. What is non-existence? Could you experience the non-existence? Turn your brain off. Don't think. Could you? No. Think about not being something that you are. Because this is what the trick is all about. Becoming what you are not means giving up what you are. What are you? Be honest, what are you?
Just a
you are the animal. Before this transformation, you are a creature like other creatures, right? Therefore, you're an animal. You should give it up to be born in another form. Non-animal stuff, let's call it that way. That non-animal stuff is non-existence of animalistic behavior and wishes and thinking and all that. Right? So let's talk about it. While I'm talking about non-existence, one of the non-existence, example for non-existence. Could you give an example for non-existence? It's very easy for this intelligence. Whatever is shortcoming, it is a non-existence, right? What is shortcoming? Remember this wife of the Arab who was looking around to see what is not there. That's shortcoming. Here he said, you know what? This is something that your brain or your intelligence is constantly doing. Looking around and thinking about what is missing for my success, right? I said, okay, when you found it, what will you do? For example, now, you found out that there is no coffee. Then what? I said, suddenly you think about non-existence of coffee. How come that you don't think about the existence coffee, which is lovely stuff. Just because you don't have the coffee is there, and coffee is good. How come you don't see the goodness? How? Because you don't have it, right? Excuse me, with this attitude, you cannot understand love. Because yes, you don't have it. Learn this. Whenever you see a shortcoming, appreciate the ni'mat. Appreciate that beautiful stuff. Before going deep down in your self-indulgence and regret that, how come I don't have that? And let's stop here because this is something that I believe you do repeatedly. I have seen it because of my personal situation. Being in the art school, I saw a lot of people who were really painfully, I believe, in despair. They were jealous with the big artists. And looking at their masterpiece, instead of enjoying the masterpiece, they would be angry that, why I'm not like that? Why it is not mine? And amazingly, you will do it when you're listening to a fantastic music of Mozart, you could become Salieri. To envy him, not enjoy the music. Looking at the statue of David, to me is one of the masterpieces, objects, one of the most beautiful objects on the earth. You could submerge yourself in envy because it's not yours. This is what I'm talking about. You should come out of yourself in shortcomings. Look at the positive part of it. At least you understand something is missing. So try to fulfill it. The verse is 3203, I believe. Not being an defect, wherever they rise are the mirror which display the excellence of all crafts. Oh, that's what it is. When you see something is missing, means you could picture the complete sea with everything. So understand that if there was no shortcoming, you would understand nothing. Understand that the opposites are here to make us understand. Because contrary is certainly made evident by its contrary. Because the mixture of reality and in all of that made it a lot and said, but if I want to put it in a nutshell, first of all, the worst thing happening to you is if you think that you are the best. The illusion of being the complete and being the best is the worst sickness in this path. There is no worse malady in your soul than the conceit of perfection or the illusion of perfection, because it's more than that. Pindar is fictive idea of perfection. So this is what the problem is. In you, if you think that you are good, you're finished. If you don't understand your shortcomings, you're finished. If you believe you're good, to us, you are Satan. Do you remember another story? Satan is jealous with Adam. Why? Because he believes I'm from the fire, he's from dirt. But that's silly. No, it's not silly. The situation is like that. We made it a story